The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Do we take God's word lightly? Have you ever known and understood something God said that you should do or that you shouldn't do, but you didn't heed? You just brushed it aside and went your way? Well, if you have, or if you do that, you are asking for trouble. You may say, I can't understand the Bible, so I just don't even try to obey God when I know that I should, because I can't understand enough to begin trying to obey, and I'm afraid that I won't understand enough to make a difference in my life. Well, do you know one reason, and it could be the main reason, that you don't understand God's word and his plan of salvation is because you don't obey what you do know and understand about God's word and his way of life. And my friends, if that is the case with you, you are asking for trouble. Notice what God had to say in the book of James, James 4, verse 17. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Now, God says sin cuts us off from God. And if we know to do something, if we know to obey God and we don't do it, then we are cutting ourselves off from God instead of drawing nearer to God and understanding his word and his will. So until you're willing to obey God to the best that you understand, you will never gain more understanding of God's word and plan of salvation. Notice what God has to say to those that know to obey him. This is found in Luke 12, beginning in verse 37. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching, that is, find doing, find obeying God. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. So God is telling you and me that we don't know when Christ is going to return to this earth, and we don't know when our time is up. We don't know when we're going to die either. And God is saying, be ready. God is telling us to obey him all the time. Verse 40, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Yes, that servant that is trying to obey God, that's willing to begin to obey God to the best that he knows and continues to obey as God gives you understanding. Truly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the servants, or begins to beat the men servants and maid servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk. In other words, if you just turn loose of what you know, or you just deliberately don't begin to obey God, or you quit obeying God, God says, and you go back to your way of life, you just stay the way that you naturally are, God says the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Now notice verse 47. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. God is giving you and me ample warning to begin to obey God to the best that we know and the best that we understand. Because God says if we know to obey him, if we know his will, and we just don't do it, we just go on with our way of life, the way that seems right to us, God says you are going to be beaten with many stripes. And you need to perk up your ears and listen to this, my friends. But he who did not know, yet committed things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more. Yes, God holds you accountable for what you understand. God also holds you accountable for making an effort to understand and obey him. And God will bless you for obedience. But you will bring curse after curse on yourself for disobedience. Notice what God has to say in Galatians 6, beginning in verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he also will reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Now God is speaking of two ways of life here. He says if you sow to the flesh, if you go on and do what seems good in your own sight, God says you're going to reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, that is, if you change your way of life and you begin obeying God and you continue to obey God as you understand Him, God says you will reap everlasting life. Verse 9 says, let us not grow weary while well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all. Yes, God says do good if you have opportunity, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Reaping what we sow is a law that no one can evade. That law is no respecter of persons. God says our own way comes back upon our own head. Notice what God has to say in Isaiah 55 and verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. God is inviting you to a better way of life. That is, if you want it. If you hunger and thirst for righteousness, that is God's way, you will be filled. And you start by obeying God's word as you are given understanding. Now verses 2 through 3 here continues, why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Verse 3, incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. In verse 2, God is asking, why do you pursue a lifestyle that doesn't give you peace and tranquility, and that doesn't nourish and strengthen you morally and spiritually? And why do you keep pursuing such a lifestyle that can't satisfy, that can't bring you a happy marriage, obedient and respectful kids, and teach you the way of give and love for your fellow man? Then God says in verse 3, he says, listen carefully to me and eat what is good, or live the good way of life that will give you everything that you really want. God is telling you and me in verse 3 to incline your ear and come to Him with an attitude of obeying Him, and we will live the good life now and inherit eternal life. God doesn't speak just to be speaking, and we shouldn't take God's word lightly. When God says something, He means it. And he has meaning and a reason for what he says. God continues here in Isaiah 55, beginning in verse 6 again, says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And that includes obeying God as you understand God's word and will. That is a big part of seeking God while he may be found and while he is near. But if you ignore and turn your back to God by not obeying God as you know that you should, then God won't be found or be near to you. God says he is with those that are with him. In 2 Chronicles 15, verses 1 through 2, God has this to say. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. That's mighty clear, isn't it? Yes, God said, if you seek him, and you seek him, as I said before, by obeying God, obeying what you know to begin with, and if you do, God will add understanding to you when he realizes that you are struggling to obey him. Isaiah 55 verse 7 continues. It says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And God is saying, turn around, turn from your wickedness and turn to God. Yes, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Yes, God is ready and willing to pardon you and to forgive you of your sins. God is ready and willing to let the sacrifice of Jesus Christ apply to you, and God is anxious to do that, and God is inviting you to come to Him and come under the grace of Jesus Christ. If you want to understand God's Word and His plan of salvation, then God says you must forsake or give up your way. Verses 8 through 11, God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." Yes, God doesn't send His word out to return to Him empty and void. It always has meaning. And when God speaks, we need to perk up our ears and listen and live by what God has to say. In Psalms 111 and verse 10, it says this, "The fear of the Eternal is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever." Yes, God says if you want a good understanding of God's Word, then you begin to obey God. You begin to keep God's law, His commandments, and you will gain understanding. So if you want to understand God's Word and plan of salvation, then God is inviting you. God just may be calling you to Jesus Christ, but you have to be willing to obey what you understand if you want more understanding. You must seek God, and if you do, you will find Him, and God will be with you. We don't understand God's Word all at once. We grow in grace and knowledge. 2 Peter 3, verse 18 says this, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, now forever. Amen." My friends, if you'd like more understanding of what God requires of you to understand His Word, then call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675 and request our free articles, "What Makes a Christian?" and "Who Do You Worship?" And all you need to do to receive those articles, and they're free of charge. No one will call on you or ask you for any money, or no one will write you or call you by phone. We won't give your name, your address, your telephone number out to anyone. Just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675 and request our free articles, "What Makes a Christian?" and "Who Do You Worship?" Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us today.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.